What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Baseball Connection. So, hot off the press, there's a big story right now surrounding Shohei Ohtani, the face of baseball, the international superstar, Shohei Ohtani. So, he is in the news right now because the Dodgers have fired his interpreter. Well, why is this happening? Why did the Dodgers fire his interpreter? Well, because Ohtani's attorneys are accusing this interpreter of massive theft tied to alleged gambling. Let's rewind. Okay, what exactly happened? So, Ohtani's name has surfaced in a federal investigation of a guy named Matthew Boyer. He's an Orange County resident. He is a bookmaker, and the feds are investigating this guy because he's allegedly running an illegal bookmaking operation. Bookmaking is facilitating sports. Oh, no, sorry. Facilitating gambling. Okay. And that's what's going on. So federal agents raided this guy's house last year as part of this investigation. They're trying to see if he's an illegal bookmaker. Well, that's what is going on right now. But where it gets interesting is that there's record, federal investigators were able to find evidence that there are wire transfers from Shohei Ohtani's personal bank account to this illegal bookie, okay? So of large amounts, large sums of money, we're talking to a total of $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani over the course of time, multiple transactions of $500,000 or just spread out, and for a total of $4.5 million to this illegal bookmaker. So that set off a series of events. And initially what happened was Ohtani's camp, just before the season started, because, we're technically right now, as I speak, game two of the Seoul series is occurring between the Padres and the Dodgers. Game one, that's on Thursday, United States time, the morning in the United States. On Wednesday morning, United States had game one, Dodgers won that. But on Tuesday, just before that, Ohtani's camp, they had a spokesman who told ESPN that Ohtani had transferred the funds over to this bookie because he was covering his interpreter's gambling debt. His interpreter's name is Ipe Mizuhara. So they said that, Ohtani's camp said that, and then they presented Mizuhara himself to ESPN for a 90-minute interview on Tuesday night. And then during that 90-minute interview, Mizuhara laid out his account in great detail. And the following day, just as ESPN prepared to publish this story, that same spokesman who told ESPN that Ohtani had wired the money to the bookie to cover the interpreter's gambling debt, that same spokesman disavowed Mizuhara's 90-minute interview and said Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement. So then Ohtani's lawyers came out with a statement and they said that Ohtani had been the victim of massive theft and they're turning the matter over to the authorities. The statement didn't specify who they believed perpetrated the theft, but then later the Dodgers come out and say they're firing the interpreter. So, if we connect the dots, what does that mean? What does that mean? If you're firing the interpreter, because for whatever reason, if you connect the dots, it means the Dodgers believe that the interpreter did something wrong. And if Ohtani's legal team says that Ohtani was just a victim of a massive theft, well, yeah, they're connecting the dots. It means the Dodgers fired this guy because they're saying that this dude stole money from Ohtani. So ESPN did review bank information, which showed Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments in September and October. That's the evidence that they got a hold of. But at the top of their article, they're saying that at least $4.5 million in wire transfers were sent from Ohtani's bank account to this bookie. So that's from the federal investigation. So what do we have here? We have a situation where the only hard evidence we know is that money was transferred from Ohtani's account to this bookie. And before I even go on, the juicy part about this is that during that 90-minute interview between Mizuhara and ESPN, he told ESPN that Ohtani himself log onto Ohtani's laptop and with Mizuhara watching over his shoulder and then wire the money over. And then ESPN asked him, well, why didn't Ohtani just send the money to Mizuhara and have Mizuhara take care of the debt? Mizuhara said it's because Ohtani didn't trust him to not gamble it away again. So Ohtani, he said that Ohtani himself did the transaction so that because he didn't trust the interpreter not to gamble the money away. So yeah, that's such a red flag. It is such a red flag. And when ESPN reviewed the wire transfer data for two of the transactions, each of them totaling $500,000, so $1 million worth of transactions right there, you see Shohei Ohtani's name on the bank account information, on the wire transfer information, and the word loan next to it. That's what is on the data. And that's what you see there. According to Mizuhara on Tuesday, he said that they added the word loan to the description field because they had to put a description in there. And they had to put something, so they put the word loan in there. Okay, so let's break it down. First of all, how does a guy, and yes, Mizuhara actually makes a lot of money. He told ESPN that he had been paid between $300,000 to $500,000 per year. Okay, so let's even just take the upper end. Let's say it's a lot of money. Let's say this guy makes $500,000 a year. Even at that, what kind of bookie is extending a credit line of up to $4.5 million for a guy who makes $500,000 a year? That makes no sense. How do you extend, like, how is he going to pay that back? I mean, first of all, he's $500,000 a year and he lives in California. So, you know, with taxes, taking more than half of that, like half of that goes to taxes, probably even slightly more, and then living expenses, et cetera, et cetera. So how is somebody on a $500,000 income able to support a debt of $4.5 million and the bookie is willingly extending him that credit line? Because they're saying that Mizuhara met the bookie in 2021. And by the end of 2022, Mizuhara's gambling debt had increased to $1 million. So we're seeing that the transactions totaled $4.5 million. So from the end of 2022 to the end of 2023, basically a year, a further $3.5 million of debt was extended to this guy on credit. How? For a guy, so $3.5 million for a guy who makes a salary of at most $500,000 and potentially even less than that? How? That's where this whole thing falls apart to me. And what makes it even more fishy is that Ohtani's camp contradicted themselves. But like before this whole thing even gets started, they contradict themselves. They come out and fervently say in the beginning, the story they go with is Ohtani is sending the money to the bookie. They say it themselves. The spokesman said it, and then Mizuhara said it. They say it twice, that Ohtani sent this money to the bookie to cover Mizuhara's gambling debt. That's the story they went with. And then the very next day, they change it completely. And they say, no, Ohtani wasn't involved in facilitating these transactions at all. The money was stolen from him. Okay, so let's go down that path. Let's say the money was stolen from Ohtani. Okay, how do you explain the wire transfers from Ohtani's personal bank account to the bookie? That means somebody else who wasn't Ohtani, who had access to Ohtani's bank account, made those transactions under Ohtani's name. How is that possible? How do you wire $500,000 without any kind of identity verification? I mean, that amount of money, and this is not just a one-time thing, this is multiple times, I mean, a total of $4.5 million. How do you make all these wire transfers for millions of dollars without under someone else's name? How do you do that? Under someone else's name, through that other person's account, without the bank running any kind of verification, identity verification when you're conducting the transaction. That's a question. So that's a red flag. So that's something that Ohtani's legal team is going to have to answer for. So, I mean, this guy, Mizuhara, he's in Korea. I mean, the Dodgers are in Korea for this season opening series. I mean, he was in the dugout during game one, and he was there on Wednesday. And then all of a sudden, you know, when the story comes out, they say they fire him. So, I mean, oh man, this whole story. I mean, okay, I'll give my take on it. I mean, super, super fishy when the smoke does fire. I mean, I'm just going to give my opinion. It sounds to me like Ohtani was involved in gambling, and they're using Mizuhara as the fall guy, because of course they have to protect that. They can't, you know, let it be known, or, you know, yeah, they can't let it be known that Otani was involved. It looks to me like, you know, they're using Mizuhara as, hey, you know, you're gonna take the blame for this. And of course, you know, they could compensate Mizuhara for, you know, for this later down the line or whatever. Because at the end of the day, it's not really gonna do anything for his image. He's not the face of Major League Baseball. So yeah. I mean, this is where we stand with things right now. So what does this mean as far as, like, you know, potential, you know, punishments, or like what does this mean? So the rules, let's look at the rules, right? So Major League Baseball does have a rule about making payments to illegal bookies. Rule 21D3 states that any player, umpire, or club, or league official, or employee who places bets with illegal bookmakers shall be subject to such penalty as the commissioner deems appropriate in light of the facts and circumstances of the conduct. So they don't specify what the penalty is. They say it's within the commissioner's discretion. If you look at precedent, go back to 2015, someone has been penalized under this rule. Marlins pitcher Jarrett Cosart, he was fined and not suspended by Major League Baseball for violating this rule because it was determined by the league that he had not bet on baseball. So that's the only, I guess that's the recent precedent we have for this rule. But I mean, it's going to be a tough decision for Rob Manfred, because this is not Jarrett Cosart, who most people don't even know. This is Shohei Ohtani. If it is indeed, you know, if the facts do come out and determine that Ohtani himself made bets with illegal bookmakers. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the language you have to key in. Key on a player who places bets with illegal bookmakers. We know that there were transactions from Ohtani's name. I guess that's the angle that Ohtani's lawyers are going to have to take and say that, hey, there are transactions from Ohtani's name, but Ohtani himself did not place bets. I mean, the first story was Ohtani did send the transactions, but he was doing it to cover debts. You know, that's what they were saying. Now they're saying, no, Ohtani didn't place the transactions himself. The laptop story is not true. Oh, that's not true. He was the victim of a massive theft. Now they're going to have to explain how exactly that theft occurred, who conducted the theft, how he got away with it. And yeah, you know, it's hard to keep a lie afloat. Let me just say that. That's one thing I know about the universe. It is hard to keep a lie afloat. You have to spend more energy to keep a lie going, because if it's not true, you know, you're going to have to just be, you have to remember everything you said. You have to, I mean, they've already contradicted themselves and the whole thing's a mess. So that's the story, ladies and gentlemen. The Soul series is going as we speak right now. You know, Dodgers won the first game 5-2. In game two right now, it's top of the sixth, and the Padres are winning 10-8, close game. We'll see how that goes. But Yoshinobu Yamamoto was chased after one inning in his Dodgers debut, greeted very harshly. I mean, one inning, five runs, four hits, one walk, one hit by pitch. I mean, this dude needed 43 pitches to get through the frame. Welcome to the major leagues, Mr. Yamamoto. You know, he'll settle down, but tough debut for him. So we're going to stop it at that. I mean, we'll definitely have a lot more baseball to talk about. The season's just starting, but this just was a surprise that came out on Wednesday. So obviously I have to jump on here and discuss this at length. This is the biggest story in baseball right now. So that's going to do it for today, folks. If you enjoyed this, please share with someone who would be interested. And we'll see you next time on Baseball Connection.